So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Karbanas HaTzibur Ein Behen Smicha, all public karbanas do not require smicha, leaning both hands on the head of the karban, with the exception of Par HaBa Kol HaMitzvahs Bisar HaMishtaleach Yesh Ben Smicha. The karban chatas that the tzibur brings when the majority commit an avera based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, or the sar that was sent to Azazel on Yom Kippur, these karbanas do require smicha. Reb Shimon says, Af Seir Avodas Kechavim Yesh Ben Smicha. The sar lachatas that the tzibur brings if the majority worship the Avodah Zara based on the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin also requires smicha. As the Gemara explains, Gemirish Dei Smichas B'tzibur. There's an halacha in the Mishnah Mesinai that only two karbanas tzibur require smicha. And all agree that the parabol kol mitzvahs requires smicha because the pasuk there states v'samchu ziknei edes yideim al resha par. The machlokes is only which carbon tzibur is the second carbon that requires smicha. The Tanakama, who is identified in the Brisa as Rabbi Huda, holds sar hamishtaleach yesh ben smicha, while siri avodas kechavim ein ben smicha. And Rabbi Shimon holds vice versa, siri avodas kechavim yesh ben smicha, while sar hamishtaleach ein ben smicha. The Gemara first proceeds with the first machlokes regarding Sira Meshtaleach. Reb Yehuda holds Sira Meshtaleach Yesh Ben Smicha. The smicha that the Kohen Gadol does on the Sira Meshtaleach is considered like the general smicha bebailam, because the Kohen Gadol is considered an owner of this carbon, because he holds Kehanim Miskaprim B'Sira Meshtaleach. The Sira Meshtaleach is machapa for Shara Virus for both Yisraelim and Kehanim. Or Reb Shimon holds Sira Meshtaleach Ein Behen Smicha. The smicha that the Kohen Gadol does on the Sar HaMishtaleach is not considered like the general smicha b'Bailam, because the Kohen Gadol is not considered an owner of this carbon because he holds Kehanim Ein Miskap M'Sar HaMishtaleach. The Sar HaMishtaleach is Mechapa for Shar Veiris only for Yisraelim, but not for Kehanim. And the Gemara explains, Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon both agree that the pasuk that states V'chiper es mikdash ha-kodesh ves oil moed ves mizbech yichaper v'al ha-kehanim v'al kol ha-am ha-kol yichaper is understood as follows. Kehanim kimash moed al kol am ha-kol el Yisrael. Yichaper ele halavim and hushvukulan. All three, Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, are compared to each other. However, the machlekes is in how they are compared. Yehuda holds that the pasuk compares Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim in that hushvukulan lechapara achas shemeskapim misar mishtalech. They all achieve kapara for shara veirus through the sar mishtalech. Or Reb Shimon holds that this pasuk only compares Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim in that hushvu debnei kapara nenu mi kol chad v'chad mechaper b'dinafshe. They all achieve kapara for the same averus. However, each group achieves their kapara through a different carbon. And Reb Shimon's reasoning is as follows. Regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedashas, Keshem Shadam Sar HaNasa Befnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Kach Dam Apar Mechaper Al Kehanim. Just as the sprinkling of the Dam Sar HaPnimi alone is Mechaper for the Yisraelim, even without Vidui, because the Sar HaPnimi has no Vidui, so too the sprinkling of the Dam Par Kohen Gadol alone is Mechaper for the Kehanim, even without the Vidui. And regarding Shara Averus, Keshem Shavidu Shal Sar Meshtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael, Kach Vidu Shal Par Mechaper Al Kehanim. Just as the Vidu of the Sar Meshtalech alone is Mechaper for the Yisraelim, because the Sar Meshtalech has no Hazah, so to the Vidu of the Par alone is Mechaper for the Kehanim. While Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, Yisrael Mechaper Bedam Sar Hanasa Befnim, Vekahan Bepar Shal Aron. Only for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav are there separate Karbanas. The Sar HaPnimi is Mechaper for the Yisraelim, and the Par Kohen Gadol is Mechaper for the Kehanim. However, b'shar averus elu ve'elu mechaper b'vidui sar meshtalech. For shar averus, there's one carbon, and the sar meshtalech is mechaper for both kahanim and yisraelim. The Gemara proceeds with the second machlokes regarding siri avodas kechavim. Reb Yehuda holds siri avodas kechavim ein behen smicha because the pasuk of parabol kol mitzvahs in parsha v'yikra states v'samchu ziknei ha'edes yideim al reisha par. The word hapar is exclusive and teaches par toin smicha ve'in siri avodas kechavim toin smicha. Only the par requires smicha, but the siri avodas kechavim does not require smicha at all. Well, Reb Shimon holds that this pasuk does not exclude siri avodas kechavim from smicha, and there's only a partial exclusion found in the pasuk of Sira Meshtaleach that states v'samach aron shtei yadav al resh hasor hachai. The word hachai is exclusive and teaches chai ton smicha ba'aron ve'in siri avodas kechavim tun smicha ba'aron ele b'zekenim. Only in the Sira Meshtaleach the Kohen Gadol performs the smicha, but in the siri avodas kechavim the Sanhedrin performed the smicha. And Reb Shimon's source for Tzir Avodas Kechavim Yesh Ben Smicha is in the pasuk of Sa'ir Nasi that states V'samach Yod Al Resh Hasar. The word Hasar is superfluous and teaches L'Rabbi Tzir Avodas Kechavim L'Smicha because both Sa'ir Nasi and Tzir Avodas Kechavim are similar in that the Mechaper Al Averis Mitzvahs Yidua. They both atone for Averis that are known. However, Sa'ir Hanasi Befnim ain't atone Smicha. The pasuk does not include the Sar LaHashem that was brought inside the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, and it does not require smicha, because Ein Mechapa al Averis Mitzvah Yidua. The Sar LaHashem atones only for Averis that are not known. While Rabbi Yehuda holds the word Hasar comes to teach, L'Rabbi Sar Nachshon L'Smicha, The sar lachatas in the karbanas hanasiim requires smicha. The Mishnah continues, kol karbanas hayachat tu'inin smicha chutz min habachar v'hamayser v'hapesach. All private karbanas require smicha, with the exception of karbanas bachar, hamayser behema, and the karban pesach. These karbanas do not require smicha because they're not brought for kapara. And although a karban shlam requires smicha even though it's not brought for kapara, these karbanas cannot be derived from shlamim because ma'ala shlam shekein tu'inin nesachim v'tenuvas chaz v'shaik. A shlam has more kedusha because it requires the following mitzvahs. It requires the michas nesachim, and the kohen performs tenuva with the chaz v'shaik, while a bechayer or ma'aser pesach do not have these mitzvahs. And there's also an asmachta, a Torah source, that these karbanas do not require smicha because in the psukim of karban shlam, parashat v'yikra, the exclusive word karbanoy is repeated 6 times, of which 3 teach the following: karbanoy v'loy habachar, karbanoy v'loy ma'aser, karbanoy v'loy pesach.